Fifth parak of Nazir, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Nazir ben Nazir, v'nishu l'chocha basoru. Person made a neder for to be a Nazir, and he wanted to get a heter from the chocha. The chocha said that no, this is a good neder. Ma'ina mishosh neder, his neder starts from when he made the neder. It was if by the time he went to the Chacham, he was expecting the Chacham to tell him it's not a good Naziris. A few days passed, even so, it's a good Naziris because of Maisa. Even though he didn't get the verification from the Chacham, but he made the Neder. Nishal Chacham Betirai. If he went to the Chacham and he said that it's Mutter, it was a mistake. So, or he said that he didn't use the proper Nusach, it doesn't take effect. Oisle Behem Mufreshes. If you set aside an animal for the Nazir, it takes it to Rav Eider. Even though he said this animal will be my korban Nazir, even so, it goes back to the flock because it was a mistake. It's like Basil that says Neder Matos is not a Neder. Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Basil that says that Neder Matos, Hekdesh Matos is not a Hekdesh, told Beit Shammai who hold that it is Hekdesh. Yet the Moedim Bezeh, Shu Hekdesh Betoy, Shu Teitzu Teyu Be'eda. Do you not agree to me that over here that this is a mistake and therefore it should go back to be part of the flock? The Hekdesh should go off. On the Beshami, yet the Moedim. Yeah, so they're asking what's going on. Why over here do you admit that it was a mistake? And the previous Mishnais, which he said that he wanted the black one and the white one came out, he holds it's not. That it takes effect even though he didn't make a mistake. So Bishama said, yet and waiting leave Misha Tova Kurla Chi Asiri Asili Chi Lachados Asiri Shumukdish. The way a person is Maktish is Maisa Behema, puts all his animals in the corral and has an entrance and it counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. 10th one, puts some red paint on and proclaims it nice. Oh, here by mistake, he called the 9th one the 10th one. 8, 10. Or he called the 10th one 9. Or he called the 11th one 10. All of them are hektish. Because the 9th and 11th he called 10, and they're samach the 10. So it has a certain level, it's considered a type of hektish. And the 10th one, even though he didn't call it 10, but it is a 10th one. So we see over here, even though there was a mistake, he called the 9-1-10, which was a mistake, even so Beis Hillel is Moida, that it is Hekdesh. So Beis Shammai is saying, you see, you also Moida in some places is a Hekdesh, but twice is Hekdesh. On the Beis Hillel said, Lo Yashabit Kitchu. In that case, it's not that the staff that he put the paint on, the toys, on the 9th and 11th made it Hekdesh. What do you mean? Ma'il, he's explaining himself. Ma'il, Tovi Nevzeh Shevet Al Shemini Val Shtemase. On the 8th one, he called it the 10th one. Or the 12th one, he called it the 10th one. Will not take effect. So you see clearly that Hekdesh B'Tos does not take effect. That's the case. So why are we Moida that if you do it to the 9th and the 11th one, does take effect? So he says, if you did on the 8th or 12th, Shemase Klu, did he do anything? It's nothing. El Kazo Kiddush Asiri, the same passage that says that the one you proclaim 10th, or the one that comes out 10th, is Kodesh. There's also Exeris Kosef that says that not only is the 10th one that comes out Hektish, but also the 9th and 11th that come out are Hektish, if you proclaim them the 10th. So you can now learn that from here to other Hektish Betos. Here's a special Exeris Kosef that tells us that it is Hektish even though you didn't make a mistake.